Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Yes, I'm now talking with Elena Byrne, who is one of the founders of the Ladies Football Club here in Dunamagan. You are also a blow-in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm from Dublin originally.
And what brought you to this part of the world, glorious as it is?
My husband, I suppose.
Did yeah. it bring you kicking and screaming, or with great ease and delight?
It was a compromise. But we moved here 5 years ago, and I'm definitely still a blow-in, but the community here have been so welcoming, and it's a very unique community here, actually.
So you got involved with the girls thing. We were talking outside about it earlier on, about how that, you know, it's one thing that the fellas get all the...
As you know, Kilkenny is a huge hurling county, you know.
Yeah.
So this has attracted a bit of attention
because it's football.
And it's girls.
And you're a dub, so no surprise that you'd be dragging a football down to say, listen, we can do it as well as anyone else can do it.
And an unusual aspect to it is actually it was the hurling club who originally initiated this coming about. You know, they facilitated the coming together of 7 committee members from the locality here. We all met back in February, decided we were going to go ahead with this club, and it just steamrolled from there. Yeah. You know, and the membership we have now is probably on a parallel with the hurling club here, which we never foresaw, and the support from the hurling club. We wouldn't be success today actually without the support we've had.
It's amazing.
And I think that's been key.
But the demand is clearly there.
Yeah.
There's so many children, as you can see.
Yeah, and there's a lot going in for the youth in the area at the moment, actually. There's a new Kells Recreation Centre or area being built as well. There's obviously our football club here.
Yeah.
So I think for years there was a lack of something for the females in the area to do.
Yeah.
And this came along, and they've all just come out in their droves to support it and
as
to get involved and to have fun.
And to make scones.
And that's
what you do, and to fill the my waddy jugs. I mean, that's what is so distinctly Irish. And I suppose it's so gorgeous about what we do as a country.
Yeah, and the ladies have had enough of making all the sandwiches. Now we're on the pitches.
Yeah, you can see that. And your own daughter's here.
Colleen and her bestie, Crea, there. Yeah.
Colleen and Crea, they were here a minute ago.
They both play on the nursery team, which I coach.
So they're all under 6, is it?
Yeah, they're the under 6s and the under 8s as well.
You're starting them young now.
I know. Well, you know, you have to get in there.
In 10 years' time, we'll be seeing Kilkenny football like we've never seen before.
Absolutely, yeah.
One question I'm asked all the time is, do I prefer radio or television? And what do you prefer, hurling or football?
Really? Oh, football, absolutely number one all the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm
told by my husband, though, that hurling is more skillful, but I don't want to hear any of that.
There's a row waiting to happen. You have to come up with some compromise rules. So when you saw the demand coming, that's one thing. But how do you actually physically get to get around to getting the nuts and bolts of a thing together?
Well, like you were talking to some of the committee members earlier, and you know, the 7 of us have just we've had endless meetings in Shirley's and Kells there. And
what's Shirley's?
Shirley's is the local pub down in Kells.
They said there's a theme here about the women who meet. It tends to be over a glass of something, is that right?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. But I suppose it's where ideas can flow from, isn't that it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, ask my program team.
And
So we
obviously had a lot of advertising, and there was a programme which has been rolled out by the LGFA, which is called the Gaelic for Girls Initiative, and we were, as a new club, allowed to apply for that,
mm-hmm.
and happily we were accepted back in February. So it was a great platform for us to attract players to our new club.
Yeah.
And so they turned out for that first session back in March. We had about 60 players arrived for girls aged 8 to 12, and that was the start of our club that session.
And so it took off.
It followed on from that. After that 8-week programme, it's all learning the skills of football through fun games, and so the girls just grew to love it over the 8 weeks, and then they about 48 of them stayed on as full members and are still playing competitively to this day with us. And we've opened it up then to the mothers and others, which was a phenomenon in itself.
The mothers and others.
That's what it's called. It used to be just Gaelic for Mothers, and then I think the others got offended because there's people out there who don't have children who would like to play also. So it's opened up to everybody.
The mothers and others.
Onwards. Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd fall into
it. It's for people who don't have huge experience in Gaelic football and would like to get involved.
Yeah.
And after our first session, I mean, the ladies were just saying how, you know, the way you, some of them mightn't have done exercise in a while, but it was their ribs that were hurting the most from laughing.
Oh, good.
Rather than other body
parts. Well, that's good. Laughing at each other's bad efforts. Yeah, okay.
No, not at all. Great efforts.
Great efforts. All effort is good. Isn't that the
idea? Absolutely, yeah.
You're not a teacher by any chance.
I am.
I would have thought that might have happened.
Why is that?
Just the way you kind of strike me down there, like I used to be struck down as a kid in school. I just got that terrified moment once again. So, and the fact that you got a whistle around your neck, at which point you could kill this interview dead by blowing into it at any point.
I know, I'm a nice teacher.
Yeah, well, I'll ask some of the kids. Anyone children here taught by this woman? Do you know, when you came from Dublin, I think Lucan, is that where you're from originally?
Yes.
You came here with your husband, and you said the word community there earlier on, and that's mm-hmm. what this is really about today, us
Absolutely.
Being here, really getting a feel for it. Things like GAA, like ladies football and the club, and particularly a club like Dunamagan, it must be sort of make it a little easier for you to settle, because you've got somewhere to go. It's a focus.
Definitely, yeah. I've been here 5 years, and just I'd say in the last 5 months it's when I've just gotten to know everybody. And the GAA and the Ladies Gaelic Football Association, it's something you'll always have. So you see these nursery girls who join here today, they'll have that for life, you know. You'll always have a link, you'll always have somewhere to go, or
and
someone knows your name.
Yeah.
And friendships, exactly. Yeah. And for Colleen starting, you know, she doesn't go to school in the area, so she gets to know the local girls this way.
Yeah.
And it's just a way for all the community girls and surrounding parishes. We're open to all the parishes who want to come to play with us, you know, for those girls to get to know each other.
And I haven't seen one iPad and one Xbox and one phone. You know, they're out doing what kids should be doing.
And that's what the girls have started doing, even outside training session times. They'll come up here, you might see them on a random evening just kicking around, you know, which is fantastic.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Elena, thanks so much for coming to see us today. And good luck. You can blow the whistle now if you want. Go on, give it a blow to show that this is over.
Okay, I usually don't blow it for no reason, but okay.
Okay, get out. There she goes. Big round of applause for Elena.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Lee.